Barrett, one of the things that we had heard is that during the regular season, Notre Dame really did a good job stopping the run with seven guys, and they like to play two high safeties, and they were kind of stubborn about that. But, of course, you guys see eight-man boxes all the time. Did y'all see maybe more seven-man boxes from Notre Dame than you expected?
Certainly, that's something that you hit on. They love doing it, and I really hadn't seen a team that has a commitment like that to play two high safeties, maybe ever, just with how they wanted to keep two safeties back there and how effective they had been stopping the run with seven people all year. They really, teams that have had a hard time running around with seven guys in the box, but, you know, we really felt like it's hard to stop us when you only have seven in the box, and I think that's what you saw early. We kind of ran the ball very effectively early and made them bring that extra safety into the box, and once they did, they had a hard time covering our guys with one high safety, and we hit them all with a lot of big plays deep. And I think as the game progressed, you started to see that kind of balance and kind of had them confused and off their feet once they did start to bring that one safety in the box. Because I think they're not quite comfortable doing that, and that kind of showed towards the end of the game.
Let's talk about your future a little bit now, Barrett, as you look toward the NFL draft coming up in April. How excited are you? Obviously, you're going to be getting into that rehab and maybe not going to be able to show off your physical skills and workouts and so forth, but you sure got a lot of game tape for people to see. There's no shortage of that.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm going to rely on, and I'm very excited, you know, to take it to the next level. It's hard to really think about that yet. Right now, I think I'm still just kind of savoring the end of college and just how fun it was and how many great memories I made with great people. But certainly I'm excited about trying to move on to the next level and trying to be successful in the NFL and kind of presenting a whole new set of challenges. And I think certainly, like you said, I won't be able to do anything at the combine probably or pro day or anything like that. So I'll have to rely just on the game film that I have. I guess I have 50 starts now, so you should have plenty of film to look at to see if I can play football. So that's what I'm relying on.
Barrett, when it comes to playing the offensive line, you kind of is a jack of all trade. Do you know what you'll be playing in the NFL?
I don't. You know, I've heard different things from different people. I think a lot of people think I'll be inside somewhere, but I'm not exactly sure where I'll end up. But you know, I really don't care. I'll play anywhere.
You don't have a
preference. I'll play anywhere they want me to play. You know, I just want to be successful, and that's why I moved around all the time. It's because I wanted our team to be successful, and really felt like for us to do that, for us to be our best team, that you know I had to move, and so
what
in the NFL if they asked me.
Where are you the most comfortable?
Well, right now it's got to be center, just because that's what I've been playing. But if you had asked me that last year, I would have said tackle. So, you know, it's just kind of what have you been doing lately? That's where you're most comfortable, and right now I'm most comfortable at center, just because I've been playing that all year.
It's been well documented. Before we let you go, Barrett, last question. Well documented that you live pretty close by to Jimmy Sexton, and I think y'all's families are close. I'm guessing that your agent decision is going to be a pretty easy one, or are you putting Jimmy through the same ringer as everybody else?
No, I'm not even really having a ringer, to be honest. I made my decision right after the game, I guess, and you know, it was no surprise to anyone in my family. We had known that we were going to do this for a long time, and like you said, Jimmy Sexton, he lives next door to me, and grew up beside him and grew up alongside his kids and his parents and my parents, and I've been good friends for a long time. So, it was a pretty – obviously, if you have one of the top agents in the world living beside you, it's not really a choice. So I'm glad to be with him and CAA and looking forward to getting to know a lot of cool people.
You had to have been the easiest sell in Jimmy's career, right?
Yeah, I didn't really – my dad tried to, you know, put him through some tough times and make it sound like we were talking to another agent and stuff, just as a joke. But you know, it was really never we never really did much. We had to keep him on his toes a little bit, made him worry. I told him a few times that I'd gotten a call from other agents and I was considering him, but I was just really messing with him. So I was pretty much there the whole time.
Jimmy probably didn't get any sleep that night. Huh? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I had to keep him on his toes a little bit. I couldn't. No guy likes a sure thing, so you gotta just keep him on the toes a little bit.
Great stuff. Hey, Barrett, thanks for joining us here on Crimson Cover Radio. Look forward to seeing what happens this spring and with the draft, and we'll get you back on the air around that time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Chase.
All right.
Take care.